Medal of Honor Monday, Army 2nd Lieutenant Walter D. Ehlers. The next day, his squad crossed an open field toward enemy positions. When the Germans opened fire, Ehlers and his automatic riflemen jumped up out of cover and began shooting into enemy positions, drawing all attention to themselves while the rest of the men escaped. Although he was wounded, Ehlers carried a wounded comrade to the rear for treatment. His Medal of Honor is for valor on those 2 days. Shortly thereafter, Ehlers was promoted to Staff Sergeant and then to Second Lieutenant, in recognition of his leadership. In March 1945, he led his platoon across the Rhine River at the bridge over Remagen, Germany. The following month, he was wounded in the leg and hip by friendly fire. His Medal of Honor was presented to him by Army Lieutenant General John C.H. Lee in Paris. Lee had also made the D-Day landings. After World War II ended, Ehlers moved to California and worked for the Veterans Administration. On June 6, 1994, marking the 50th anniversary of the D-Day invasion, Ehlers returned to France and gave a speech on Omaha Beach. President Bill Clinton and Queen Elizabeth were also in attendance. "I pray that the price we paid on this beach will never be mortgaged, that my grandsons and granddaughters will never face the terror and horror that we faced here," Ehlers said in his speech. "But they must know that without freedom there is no life, and that the things most worth living for may sometimes demand dying for." Ehlers appeared in the 1955 film, The Long Gray Line, starring Tyrone Power. Power served in the Marine Corps during World War II. Ehlers died February 20, 2014. He was the last surviving Medal of Honor recipient who participated in the D-Day landing in Normandy. He is buried at Riverside National Cemetery in Riverside, California. His medal is on display at the National World War II Museum in New Orleans.